This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. I want to share with you an amazing idea from the Chidah. The Chidah is found in the Sefer Pesach Inayim on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. On the Pasuk, Kin Chalim Nitayu Kiganois Alei Nahar Ka'ahalim Nata Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. What's the comparison between Oyhalim and Nechalim? It says, Kinechalim Nitayu Kiganois Alei Nahar Ka'ahalim Nata Hashem. It's to teach that just like springs elevate a person from Tuma to Tahara, so too the tents elevate a person from Chayva to Zuchas. Reb Chama Bar Chanina is equating rivers, streams, to tents. Just like streams, they are flowing water, they could be Metahara a person, so too the tents could be Machria and tilt a person from Tuma to Tahara. So the Mefarshim explain, what are these tents speaking about? What tents are these? We're saying tents could be machriya a person. Which tents? It's referring to Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos. So the Chidah asks the following question. I need a hekesh to compare a shul to a stream to learn out that a shul could be machriya lekav zchus. Everybody knows going to shul is a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah and you're 50-50 and you went to shul, it will tilt the scales. What exactly is the necessity of learning out the power of shuls from a hekesh? So the Chidah in the Pesach Inayim says as follows. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Nida Makvais that a woman who's a Nida, or a person who's Tamei, who is Toivah without any Kavana, the Tvila helps. If someone pushes them into the mikvah, it works. We Paskin like Rav that a person who is thrown into water or to a mikvah and had no kavana at all, the tefillah helps. He does not have to go to the mikvah again. So, if we're comparing going to a shul to a mikvah, so too, if a person walks into a Beis HaKnesses and to a Beis HaMedrash without any kavana, or he has to go because otherwise his wife's going to not feed him supper, or he's embarrassed not to go to shul, he has no kavana at all, the Kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses, and the Beis HaMedrash will be metayer him, even without any kavana. Says the Chidah, the reason why we learn out the power of a Beis HaKnesses from a mikvah is because just like a mikvah is metayer b'li kavana, a shul is metayer b'li kavana. However, moreover, if you go to a shul without kavana, mitach shaloy l'shma, balashma. But there's one qualification. There's one tnai. Just like a mikvah, it's true. If you go without kavana or ba'oinis, it works. But that's only if it was a good tevila. That's only if you dunked your whole body in and every hair went in. If one hair stuck out, you accomplish nothing. Or if your finger stuck out, or if you're holding on to a sheretz, the tefillah doesn't work, even with kavana. So too in a shul. Even if a person went into the shul with kavana to be elevated, but he started talking, he had a conversation, then the shul does nothing for him. It has no effect on him. It's a meaningless exercise. In other words, says the Chidah, we learn out the koyach of Beis HaKnesses from a mikvah. Just like a mikvah does not require kavana, going to shul does not require kavana. If you went to shul because you wanted the kiddush after shul, but you sat there, and when you were there, you sat with respect, it will elevate you, it will change you. But if you went to shul and you had a conversation at a time you're not allowed to talk, then just like a mikvah, if one finger is sticking out, if one hair is sticking out, it did nothing, likewise in a shul. That's why, says the Chidah, we make a hekesh between Nechalim and Oyhalim, to teach Just like by Tahara, you don't need Kavana, but there are other things that are ma'akev the tefillah, so too by a shul, you don't need kavana, but you have to be toivel, you need to be there properly. I would humbly add as follows. I would humbly apply the following. That if a person went to shul, and he was groggy, and he was tired, and he said the words, and he didn't have kavana, it will elevate him. Provided that he went to shul without sheretz biyadai. But if somebody goes to shul with sheretz biyadai, when I say sheretz, I mean your phone. You don't need your phone in the shul. You're not calling God. You're not texting Him. He hears your words. If you go to shul with a phone in your hand, I don't care who needs to call you. Unless you have a letter from your doctor. It's Toivel v'sharetz biyada. You're going to shul, doesn't do anything. Actually, I would say it does do something. It disturbs the other people who are in the shul with you. So, we learn out a number of things from the comparison between a mikvah and a shul. Number one, you don't need kavana when you go to shul. Number two, if you talk, you accomplish nothing. And I would humbly assert that in our times, going to shul with your phone is Toivel v'sharetz. But the good thing is that I'm preaching to the choir. Because if you're listening to the shir, and you're live with us, I know you know this already. But just in case you have a few people who you might want to mention this to, it's Begeder Toivel V'Sharetz B'Yaday. So that's the first offering from the Chidah today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.